Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander with some very important questions that have come up again. Sometimes they're the same questions that come up over and over. And so we need to cover them. But I've got a question that I get asked, and I have nothing to do with investments. Is this market rally going to keep going up and up and up, Leanne?
Well, right now, the markets are doing very, very well. But you've got to understand there's some things behind that. For instance, inflation is still in check. Employment is up. Therefore, people's incomes are up. We've seen improving corporate earnings. And consumer confidence has been up. We've really had a good long run, but we haven't seen anything major to pull it down. We're seeing growth coming into it. Even the Fed has backed off from raising interest rates right now because they're not as concerned with what's going on out there. They're more comfortable saying, okay, things are doing well. And consequently, when you have that, it gives a firmness to the markets.
Okay. So,
and before we go any farther.
Yes, I'm just going to do it, Bob.
The phone okay. numbers.
Yep.
Go ahead, Leanne.
Okay, my phone number is 651-365-5000. And I'm going to give my email address, too, in case you didn't get the phone number. And if you didn't get our phone numbers, you can call the station here. But my email address is leanne@lenanderadvisory.com.
Leanne so, spells A-N-N.
Nope. Yeah, L-E-A-N-N. We like getting the questions because it guides us as to where we want to go and what we want to talk about, because dealing with insurance and the investments that we do on a daily basis, the things that we need to know is what kind of questions you want answered or what kind of questions you have or would like a discussion on.
Your topic.
That helps us.
Yeah.
Right.
Good topic. Love good topics.
Mm-hmm. Give us a topic. You don't even have to have a question.
Right. My phone number is 651-436-3997. And my email is GR Lenander, LENANDER, @yahoo.com.
And if you didn't get those, we'll give them again at the end of the
One
show.
One more time. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You remind us.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, with that big stick.
You're right.
Okay. So you're convinced, Leanne, the market's going to go up forever.
Hardly.
I got her on that one.
Stunned her.
Yeah, hardly. But we've had a good long run. In fact, it's really been a long run. But everything seems to be in place to continue for a while yet. The one thing you as the individual needs to think about is, number one, you have to have your own goals and objectives. With your own goals and objectives, you have to go ahead and be sure you have an emergency fund, because you might feel really good, like the market that you're really doing well. But there's going to be something that may happen, and you need some extra money. Maybe you have to have surgery, or you're in an accident. It's just like if the market, something really bad happens, all at once the market will drop. So you have to plan your total portfolio. You have to start by putting money aside for an emergency. Put money aside for your trips. Start looking at your investments. When you're working, think about what you can do at work. You can put money into a 401k. Plan for retirement down the line. You can put money into a 403b if you're a teacher. There's all these kinds of things that you can think about, and you should do some planning. But you can't do planning if you don't set some goals and objectives, and also what makes you nervous? What risks are you concerned about? Write it down, think about it, and then you can look into the different areas that will benefit you.
Okay, got a call. I got a call. Fellow said, I took your advice and called my life insurance company and asked for a current statement of the values and the projections on the current premium payout. And then he stopped for a moment. He said, I got 9 months, and then I got a problem. What are my options? Well, basically, he's got three options. Pay more. But I don't want to pay more. I understand that. That's an option. Number two, reduce your coverage. Now, many times you may not have a big enough policy to reduce. The company will not let you reduce it. That could be a crisis. Or, number three, if your health is good enough, you can buy a new contract. With the new mortality tables, you literally may save yourself some money. You need to look at these things. Don't wait until you've got a couple of months and then the crisis strikes. Or you get the letter from the company saying, because he didn't wait. He had gone ahead and checked it out. But that typically what happens, you get a couple months notice that your problem's going to get big, and then you panic. So check this out. Leanne, how do you plan a portfolio with this kind of market?
That wasn't in our discussion today. When you have to plan a portfolio, you have to think about, and I mentioned goals and objectives and risk tolerance. There's different things that you can go into. You can be into individual stocks, individual bonds. You can look at mutual funds, and you can look at exchange-traded funds. But you have to look at what you can afford to do. Most people will start out with their retirement accounts, or they'll start out doing what we call dollar cost averaging, whether it's in a retirement account or just an investment.
Would you tell people most of the time to start with their retirement accounts?
Well, generally they will, because they would have it at work.
Okay.
But what they do is they will look at putting money in on a consistent basis. If you dollar cost average, it becomes an easier way to go, which means you can pick a mutual fund, or you can pick an exchange-traded fund, and I'll get into the exchange funds a little bit more. And with a mutual fund, there's a lot of individual stocks within a portfolio and in this mutual fund. And you can go ahead and put it in monthly. If you put some in monthly, and you can start slow, $50 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month, whichever you're comfortable with, and you put it in on a monthly basis, if the market goes up, you'll go up with it. If it goes down, you'll go down, but you'll catch it when the market goes down by buying it at a cheaper price. When the market goes up, it gets more expensive. And if you dollar cost average in, put so much in every month, you'll have a nice firm growth going down the line for you, because you can adjust those portfolios, and you can go up and down with them, but you can average out long term. And then you'll get comfortable by understanding when it might go up and when it might go down, and how you can tolerate it. Most people doing it on their retirement accounts, they don't pay much attention. They just look at the bottom line. But the thing is, by putting it in monthly, you take away a lot of that risk, and that's very, very important.
So you just say keep doing it.
I say keep doing it, and you can look at different investments as you get used to it. One of the investments that's come out a little while ago, and which is getting really, really popular, it's the exchange-traded fund. Now, when we talk about the exchange-traded fund, it's different than a regular mutual fund, because with a regular mutual fund, you have your portfolio manager buying and selling for that fund. With an exchange-traded fund, you're really dealing with indexes, and so you're following different indexes. You buy it during the day like you buy a stock, because you don't buy the stock at night generally. You buy your stock during the day when the market's open, and you can get that price during the day. With an exchange-traded fund, it's the same thing. You buy it during the day, and you'll get that price at that particular time. With a mutual fund, generally, you don't get the price that it's settled at until the next day. So with an exchange-traded fund, you buy during the day, and there's different kinds of exchanges. For instance, I have one in front of me that just came out. It's one of the semi-annual reports that came out, and this is from First Trust, and I thought it explained it really well. What it is saying is that they are following different indexes. For instance, they are following the S&P 500, they're following the S&P Mid-Cap 400, they're following the S&P Small-Cap 100. What they're doing is they are looking for continuing growth in that portfolio and looking at what the economy is doing. Now, in the first 6 months of 2017, three of the major U.S. stock indexes posted positive returns. It was the S&P 500 index, the S&P Mid-Cap 100 index, and the S&P Small-Cap 600 index. They posted very positive returns. Now, you've got to remember that when you're looking at this, you're looking at these indexes, and they will adjust. And so as they adjust, the earnings will change too. But the big thing is with this one, and I'm going to go to this one in particular, the Dow Jones Select Microcap Index Fund, they actually hold these classifications. They hold financials, they hold consumer discretionary, they hold industrials, they hold information technology, materials, healthcare, consumer staples, utilities, energy, communication services, real estate.
Well, so
all of those things.
Like a mutual fund.
Right, except they follow an index, and their top holdings include everything from Piper Jaffray to Winnebago to Encore Capital. But what we're seeing is they are following these indexes, and they will adjust according to these indexes. And the portfolio will, every quarter, they will rebalance it. But they are looking at a certain goal or objective, and they trade like a stock during the day, and they follow different indexes. And that's the thing that's a little bit different than a regular mutual
fund.
You
like them.
I do. I like them with the regular portfolio, and I like to mix them. Not everybody likes to mix them. They either want all exchange-traded funds or all mutual funds. But you can have the mutual funds that have the portfolio managers, and then you can have the exchange-traded funds that trade like a stock, and you can get a really nice portfolio that way.
Leanne, give your phone number again.
651-365-5000, and my email is Leanne, L-E-A-N-N, at LeanderAdvisory.com.
My number is 651-436-3997. Mine is grlenander@yahoo.com. So, you spend a lot of time with exchange-traded funds, Leanne.
Well, I spend a lot of time with exchange-traded funds and with mutual funds because that's what my business does. We plan for the individual, and we decide what will work for the individual. But we like both. I don't generally see exchange-traded funds in retirement accounts. You see mutual funds, rather, because they can put smaller amounts of money in. What the exchange-traded funds mean, they get a combination of different exchanges. And with the mutual funds, they are the ones that have the portfolio manager. Whereas with the exchange-traded funds, I can get the price during the day like I buy a stock. So I have more control over it.
Okay, I got time for one more question before I run out. I ran into a fellow at a car dealer the other day, and he said to me, "You talk about disability income. I like to call it paycheck insurance as the most important insurance. Do you really believe that?" And I absolutely, totally believe that. It's more important than health insurance. It's more important than life insurance. And if you don't have it and you become disabled, your family is destitute. It's really that important. Now, as I said, more important than health insurance, should you have all those other things? Yes, but it's that important. We're running down to the end, Leanne. We'd like to thank people for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Call us. Give us questions. We love to have them. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.